Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike to take you along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. It was a walkthrough today, but Bob still got the notebook open. And it's brought to you by Rouse's Market, celebrating 65 years, and we're just getting started. And, Bob, the world has changed on how we practice and everything else.
Right.
And you brought up about the running game, and I just think that'll be the last kind of piece of the puzzle to come together, five guys working as one. The big question mark for me, once you get past that offensive line thing, is who is going to be the guy past Alvin Kamara? I know what Kamara can do at running back. Kendra Miller, we've seen flashes here and there, but injuries and who knows what else, maybe not being in the best of shape, which he's in great shape this year. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, we saw what he did at LSU. Didn't make a big impact with the Chiefs. You drafted Devin Neal. You also signed Marcus Yarns, a young man who put up some really impressive numbers at Delaware. And I think he averaged like 6.5 yards a carry for the Fighting Blue Hens. So who is going to emerge from there as the guy behind Alvin Kamara?
Yeah, you know, whether you like it or not, the game hasn't changed that much. You still got to be able to run the ball and stop the run. So, you know, and they had a walkthrough. So how are you going to comment? So I got to read this text. It's aggravating me. This is from 3334. Bobby, please stop. Nobody wants to hear about old drills. What are you talking about? Old drills are the same drills that need to be executed today to have success running the ball, stopping the run. So you have to have examples. I don't know, 3334, when I'm on, if you don't like it, don't listen. I don't care. I mean, I don't know who this cat is, but I mean, I forgot more football with 11 concussions than he even has any idea about. So when I see that, but somebody has to help Alvin Kamara. If you look at Alvin Kamara, what he was able to do, and you have to look at his Saints career. He's in there in his ninth season right now, and, you know, he's run the ball more than just touches as far as late. He's tallied three of his four highest carry totals the last four seasons. Like last year was 228, 2022, 223, 240 in 2021. But that's been his least explosive years in terms of, you have to look at yards per carry. So I kind of look at, okay, when he gets his hands on the ball, what does he actually do? I think they might go back to Mike, not so much purely as a running back, but as a pass-receiving running back as far as the touches. You look from 17 to 20, Kamara average right at 250 touches per season. And in that span, he averaged 6.2 yards every time he touched the ball. Now, that's jumped to right at almost 280, 279.5, including a career-high 296 last season. But his average yards per touch in those seasons went to 4.8. Now, purely running the ball, hell yeah, 4.8 is awesome. And 4.8 is nothing to not write home about. But 6.2, boy, then you're really keeping defenses off balance. Now, you had truly the 1-2 punch. You remember like Mark Ingram, Latavius Murray? Those were proven running backs. So I think that's what Kellen Moore is looking for. Who's going to complement Alvin Kamara in giving those opportunities? Who's going to be that running mate? And even this is what Alvin said, whether it's 10 rushes and 5 catches or 10 catches and 5 rushes, look, I just need to be in the best position to help the team. That's what I'm looking for. And that's why even though Alvin just turned 30, I think he has a lot left in his tank and he's still explosive. But it's going to be putting him in winning situations. And it might be just as much as a pure running back between the tackles or running the football or trying to get him in space outside, is getting his hands on the football as far as touches in the passing game.
Bob, one of the things, we had Cam Jordan on a couple of weeks back about his pickleball tournament, and he was like, you know, he said, you know it, but other people would guess it wrong. On Football Jeopardy, how many times has Alvin Kamara rushed for over 1,000 yards? Never.
Zero. We all thought he was going to do it last year.
He's come close twice. We thought it would be close, yes. He was close last year. Yeah, he really was.
You know, Mike is hovering right. But I don't know. Look, again, old school. I don't know. You look at Derrick Henry. Or you look at any, what you look like, a workhorse running back. Old school like Earl Campbell. Whoever the great running backs in the NFL. I always took the approach. Now, the game is different in this regard. I don't know, they're playing 17 games. You should be able to rush for 1,000 yards. Remember how the measuring stick, can you rush, like, and they know you're going to run and you still can't stop them? Like 100 yards a game. Now, I'd say the way it is and how they spread it around, can you get 75 to 80 yards a game? So you still should be able to get 1,000-yard rushing, but it all starts up front with the offensive line winning. But I know new school, old school, Derrick Henry with the Ravens, boy, a cowgirl screwed that up not signing him. And he wanted to go. Mike, he's from Texas.
He lives right there.
Right.
He lives right there.
Right. And then, so good for the Ravens, and Dallas definitely missed on that one, not getting the likes of Derrick Henry. And but like I said, Alvin Kamara, he runs with enough power. But I think you see Kellen Moore utilizing him more, just as much. It'd be interesting to see the touches, because I think it hover around still 15 to 20. But it might end up being more touches as a pass receiving running back than actually running the football.
Yeah, the thing is, who can break out? I think that'll happen. Yeah, you always want to watch the practices. But all those guys are going to get an opportunity in the preseason games. Every one of them. Man, Kamara, for me, I don't know if he plays in a preseason game or not. I sort of bubble wrap him.
He don't need to.
And get ready for the regular season. Kendra Miller, Clyde, Yarns, Devin Neal. Hey, y'all take the load.
Yeah, they take the load. Even Mike, I said he had a couple of nice runs yesterday, like for plus 7, plus 10. Velus Jones Jr., you know, he's a veteran. He's going in his third year, University of Tennessee. We got him from Carolina. So I could see him being a workhorse in preseason. I could see him and Marcus Yarns. Mike, and then the other guys, too. You know, they want to see Cam Akers whenever you have two blown Achilles.
Yeah.
You got to see, and even Clyde Edwards-Hilaire. I don't need to see Alvin Kamara. And then you want to see Kendra Miller and then Devin Neal, what you have in him. But I could see, you know, like that second half, okay, who's in the game? I could see a lot in that second half, like that fourth quarter, Marcus Yarns and Velus Jones Jr. are getting a lot of the touches or rushing attempts to end the game, especially since you're only playing three preseason games.
With Jones, Bob, he's a conversion player. He was a former wide receiver that they put at running back. So I know one thing, he can catch the ball.
And he has good vision.
He played receiver.
And Mike, he had a couple of nice cuts where he was hitting and getting it. He ain't dancing. He's heading north and south. And, you know, a big guy. He's well put together, 6 foot, 200 pounds. And so I like the running back room with the Saints. I think they – now, Kendra Miller got a you-know-what to get off the pot. And he had a nice run. Now, with him, you have the ability and – I think he said instead of 220, he's more like 215 right now, and he feels good. But you got to go do it. You got to go do it on the field. But I like the running back room, and I think they will have someone, whether 1-2 or 3 punch, to help Alvin Kamara. And I could see without a fullback on the roster, they will end up keeping like 4 running backs. It just because when you look at – now, who's that fourth running back, whatever? You better be able to play special teams and tackle. You know, I'm a running back. Why I got to tackle? Well, you want to make the team? If you're going down on punt coverage, kickoff coverage, and you got to tackle. You got to be valuable. Show them that, okay, if I'm not playing in a regular offensive set, then I want to be active game day. So that's when Coach Galliano's special teams come into play. If you're a back-end running back or receiver, whatever it might be, that's how you make the team to contribute and try and have an NFL career.
And one of those guys got to be a return man, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Kickoff return. It got to be that particular part of the game, too.